WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Ever feel like you're just drifting through life, reacting instead of leading? Like you're caught in a whirlwind of emotions and external pressures, with no real control over the rudder? Well, my friend, that's where self-awareness comes in. It's the superpower you didn't know you had, the key to unlocking your inner calm amidst the chaos. And trust me, it's not some mystical, overly complicated concept reserved for monks on mountaintops. This is about being present, understanding your triggers, and making conscious choices that align with your values. You know, the kind of stuff that helps you navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace and intention. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from the world of self-awareness that can seriously level up your game. First off, it's all about mindfulness, which is basically paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel that keeps running on autopilot. When you practice mindfulness, you start noticing those little things, how your body feels, what thoughts are bubbling up, even the subtle shifts in your emotions. Next up, we've got emotional intelligence. This isn't about suppressing your feelings, but rather understanding and managing them effectively. It's about recognizing the roller coaster of emotions that comes with being human, learning their triggers, and choosing how you respond instead of letting them control you. Think of it like this. Emotions are information, and they can guide you if you learn to decipher them. Thirdly, self-awareness is about identifying your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? When you're clear on your values, you can make choices that align with your authentic self, leading to a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Now, let's talk about boundaries. This is where self-awareness meets personal responsibility. Knowing your limits and communicating them clearly is essential for protecting your energy and well-being. You deserve respect, and setting boundaries allows others to see you as the valuable individual you are. And finally, remember that self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of reflection, learning, and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep striving for greater understanding. Think about that time you were in a heated discussion, maybe with a friend or even a family member. You felt your emotions flaring up, your blood pressure rising, and before you knew it, words were flying back and forth. Ever felt like you were caught in a whirlwind of anger? Self-awareness could have helped you navigate that situation differently. Imagine if you had taken a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and assess your feelings. What was triggering this intense reaction? Were you feeling misunderstood, threatened, or simply overwhelmed? By taking the time to understand your emotional state, you could have chosen a more thoughtful response instead of reacting impulsively. Maybe you could have calmly explained your perspective, listened actively to the other person's viewpoint, and worked towards finding common ground. So, what are the key takeaways from all this? First, self-awareness is like your compass in life. It helps you stay grounded, understand your motivations, and make choices that align with your values. Second, emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your feelings but rather managing them effectively. Third, remember that boundaries are essential for protecting your energy and well-being. Don't be afraid to say no when needed and prioritize what truly matters to you. And finally, keep practicing mindfulness. It takes time and effort, but the benefits are worth it. Ready to put this into action? Start by taking a few minutes each day for mindful reflection. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. Journal about your experiences and identify patterns in your behavior. And most importantly, remember that self-awareness is a continuous journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep exploring the depths of your own being. Until next time, stay curious and keep striving for greater understanding.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.